Brilliance Audio.
Mirror Meditation. The power of neuroscience and self-reflection to overcome self-criticism, gain confidence, and see yourself with compassion. By Tara Well, PhD. Performed by Colleen Marlowe. Introduction. Explore your mirror wisdom. Did you look in the mirror today? Did you try to avoid looking at yourself? Or maybe wish you could stop looking? Mirrors can evoke some strong feelings in us, but they can also be incredibly useful in ways you might not have imagined. In this book, you'll find that the mirror is one of the most essential tools you have to deal with life's challenges, because mirrors allow us to come face to face with ourselves. Being reflected is one of the most important and powerful experiences we can have as humans. As adults, glancing in the mirror can become second nature. We use mirrors for personal grooming and to check how we look before we go out in public. But what if you took a different approach to how you see yourself in the mirror? Remember when you were a child, what it was like to see yourself in the mirror? When I was a little girl, I used to look at my reflection in the side of the shiny chrome toaster on the table for as long as my parents would let me, clowning around, making faces, and imitating the adults around me. When I saw myself, I felt a sense of comfort and delight. But like most of us, as I grew older, society's expectations of me changed, and I started to use the mirror to scrutinize my appearance and compare it to the actors on TV and models in fashion magazines. What I saw in the mirror never seemed to measure up. Then one day, I caught a glimpse of my face in the mirror, and I was shocked by how sad and distressed I looked. I hadn't realized I felt that way. I'd been walking around thinking I felt fine. In that moment of realization, I knew that by trying to create a perfect image for others to see, I'd lost touch with how I felt inside. After that, I began to take time to look at my reflection in the mirror, not to focus on my appearance, but to simply acknowledge how I felt. Over time, it became a way to look beyond my appearance and see deeper into my own eyes with compassion. It became a meditation. The mirror was so helpful to me, and as a research scientist, I wanted to understand why. So I began conducting mirror gazing experiments in which research participants meditated on their own reflection. At first, they seemed awkward and self-conscious. Their faces were often tense, and their eyes were harsh and critical. I guided them to see beyond their surface appearance and take a deeper look. In the process, something magical happened. Often by the end of the session, their faces had softened and a glint of delight shone in their eyes. And they reported some amazing insights. It was fascinating how a simple mirror could be the catalyst for so many different kinds of realizations. I worked with people and watched with wonder how meditating with the mirror changed them. They reported some amazing revelations. Three main changes stood out. First, they became aware of just how much they criticized themselves, whether it was their appearance or something else that they habitually found unacceptable. The mirror brought it to light. And the mirror revealed just how much their criticisms were affecting them because they could see it on their face. Then they had a choice and a practice to treat themselves with more acceptance and compassion. Second, the mirror reflected their facial expressions with exquisite accuracy. So they were much more aware of how they were feeling moment to moment, which at first was a bit shocking for many. Some became more aware of emotions they typically avoided, like fear, anger, or disgust. Their capacity to accept and manage a broader range of emotions grew over time. Lastly, a change I wasn't really expecting, but happy to find. Many noticed a positive impact on their relationships. They became more aware of how they were seeing others and being seen. By practicing giving themselves their full attention, they were able to be more present with others, and their relationships deepened. The mirror is one of the most valuable tools we have today. In a world of uncertainty, simply taking the time to look into your own eyes can calm you and awaken your kindness. This book is a guide to seeing yourself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?